This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 are ticking up in Colorado, and Governor Jared Polis says it could worsen in the coming months. In an interview with NPR's All Things Considered, Polis says the mask requirement in effect right now will help rein in the number of infections.
Certainly where we are today, that's critical. It's a critical tool to help contain the spread.
Another tool the governor has turned to is the public health order that limits gatherings to 10 people or fewer and no more than two households. An outbreak of COVID-19 at a criminal justice facility in Rifle continues to grow. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the latest.
Two new cases were identified Monday at the group living facility. Both were clients, bringing the total number of client cases to 8. The program offers alternative sentences for nonviolent offenders. 3 staff members have also tested positive. In a press release, Garfield County says arrangements are being made for all clients who test positive. And while the facility has been operating at 50% capacity, that number will be reduced further. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A cold snap and heavy snow have stalled the two largest fires in Colorado's recorded history. Incident commanders from both the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fires called the dramatic change in weather good news, but the below-freezing temperatures also stall firefighting operations. Terry Lebo is the meteorologist with the East Troublesome fire.
The hoses freeze up, batteries and radios cause problems, it has issues with the pumps, their vehicles have problems. Of course, that also means that the fire is not going to be able to do anything.
Lebo says the snow wasn't as wet as they were hoping, but that it will stop active burning until at least next week. Temperatures are expected to gradually warm up beginning today. The election is now a week away, and it's too late to return your ballot by mail. Instead, officials suggest ballots should be taken to a drop box or a voter service center. The state has more than quadrupled the number of centers and drop boxes compared to the election of 2018. You can track your ballot and find a place to drop it off at govotecolorado.gov. Ballots must be received by county election officials no later than 7 p.m. on November 3rd, next Tuesday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.